From the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, this is KRVS, 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles, now broadcasting in HD radio technology.
Support for KRVS comes from The Soundstage at Jefferson Street Pub, presenting Anders Osborne, Mark Broussard, and Roy Durand Unplugged on Thursday, August 7th at 500 Jefferson Street in downtown Lafayette. For advance tickets, the website is jpsoundstage.brownpapertickets.com.
This is Courtney Petrie from Bluegrass Highway. Join me tonight at 7:30 p.m. following Rendezvous des Cajuns for an episode of Bluegrass Highway, only on KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
All right, we're back, and let's continue with some of that good Zydeco music on this Saturday morning, as we do every Saturday morning from 8 a.m. to 12 noon. And, of course, you recognize the voice, and is none other than JB, who's sitting in the studio and sitting in the chair until 12 noon. My sidekick will be coming in momentarily around 10 o'clock, sometimes around that time, and is none other than, of course, MC. We just want to say, anyone who's driving right now, please, please don't text while you're driving. Put that stuff down right now. And I know some of you are listening and you said, oh, he caught me. I did catch you. So why? Use your sense. Use your common sense, please. Keep your eye on the road. The very second that you're distracted by texting, you can harm or kill someone, and even you yourself. You can kill yourself just because you just didn't wait until you arrive at a safe location. Remember that. Texting is nothing but an addiction right now while you're driving. So if you want to get rid of the addiction, you just put it down. Put the cell phone down. Put all that stuff, that gadget, and you'll live to see another day, perhaps, and help someone to see another day. All right, let's play something by Leo Thomas. And you know what this is anyway, huh? And he says, early one Sunday morning.
I wanna die to go at Gino.
With 5 past 9 o'clock on this beautiful cloudy Saturday morning. It is a little misty outside, however. It will probably stop sometimes Sunday. And that's when it will stop. Not until Sunday. You will get some rain coming in intermittently. But it's a blessing to receive rain. Now, we have a guest in the studio this morning, and two, actually, the young lady and young man, who's here to talk about Better Block Cameron Street, or Better Block, or Better Block on Cameron. I guess that's what they mean by that. But anyway, pull the mic down a little bit, so or get closer to the mic, so then you can say what you would like to do, what you would like for the people, the public, to hear. Now, just remember this. We have people from all over the world who's listening to you as we speak. So don't worry about it. Don't worry. They can't see you. They can only hear you.
Excellent.
Excellent? Okay, good. Would you introduce yourself, please, and your purpose of being here?
Sure. Good morning. This is Rachel DeQueer. I'm actually the president of the La Place Coterie, which is an area that is bounded by the railroad tracks, university, and Congress. Mm-hmm. And we've partnered up with some other neighborhood associations, including the Bridge Neighborhood Association, whom my partner David is here today with, as well as the Town Folk, which all kind of serve the general Four Corners area in Lafayette. And we came together for an initiative that's called Better Block Cameron. And the Better Block idea was brought to Lafayette with Better Block Bertrand. Some of you may have attended, some of you may have not. But basically mm-hmm. the idea is to put a street together how you want it to look, ideally. You know, to where it's pedestrian friendly, where it's got thriving businesses, where it's pleasing to the eye, and it's safe, things like that. And so we took a stretch of Cameron Street between Martha and Poydras. And we are in the process right now of making it look how we think it should look. Cameron Street has a lot of history, has a lot of excellent, excellent businesses that have passed through that area, and we're trying to kind of bring that back and show the rest of Lafayette what Cameron Street can look like with just a little bit of attention.
Mm-hmm. Well, very good. Now, the young man here who's going to tell you about what exactly, how will they accomplish this?
Okay, my name is David. I'm with the Bridge North Side, all the way up to Gilman Road Neighborhood Association. I'm the president. We're blocking off the section. We have ties and trees all up. We're using some of the business that's up in that block to help us. We're doing vendors, selling mm-hmm. food, having people come out there. We have a police escort come out there with the armor truck. We have city vehicles wow. all out there helping us. They got sidewalks. We didn't fix up a temporary walk uh-huh. for crossing the streets.
Yes.
So and we have a good bit of people that's out there that's helping right now as we talking right now to you. But it's hoping to be a promise move.
Yeah. And what you're trying to do is just to clean up the area.
We definitely.
The bottom line, the word is just clean up the area. And bring back some pride from property owners, and also not just property owners, but people in general. Just take pride in your area, in your community. Is that I think that's basically what you're trying to do.
And it's to be able to invite people in. We have vacant buildings. We've got places that businesses can thrive. Business mm-hmm. can thrive on Cameron Street. And the idea is to kind of show that, hey, you can locate your business here if you're thinking about doing that. Or if you are in the area living there, maybe there's a business you want to see. So it's the pride of the people who live there, but it's also people coming in seeing, oh, maybe I can do something in this neighborhood successfully in a commercial venture.
What would you say that, David, what would you say that would be a need as far as a business is concerned? What is needed in that neighborhood? I know you have a lot of other little things that probably in the neighborhood. I'm familiar with Cameron Street. What is the kind of business that you would like to see coming in there that would uplift that neighborhood? Am I putting you on the spot?
No. Restaurants is one that we want to bring back because back in the days they had 2-3 restaurants all around the Four Corners that was real popular. old Tobas, old Jacobs,
yes.
Popeyes and all that. So we don't have none of these business, Mr. Cook, all these restaurants that was all there, and they was very successful. So we're trying to bring all this back and let them know that Four Corners is still alive and the neighborhood is all behind them with this.
And by bringing the business in the neighborhood, it is also bringing some employment.
Yes.
People who can actually get to do some work and go to work right there.
Yes.
Because rather than you leaving your neighborhood, you can just go to work right down the street.
Right in your
neighborhood,
yes.
Or if you have any great idea, and I'm sure you would probably be willing to accept some ideas from someone who says, if we haven't thought about it, if you have not thought about the kind of business that would be needed in the neighborhood that could uplift the neighborhood, it would be somebody have an idea, and perhaps they may say, well, look, this is an idea that perhaps maybe we need in the neighborhood. Not only restaurants, but maybe other businesses as well. And you'd be willing to welcome those ideas, I'm sure, from anyone.
Yes, we would. As a matter of fact, every last Monday of each month, we have a neighborhood meeting where we invite the neighborhood and the public to come out there and see, put the inputs to help out. As a matter of fact, we have a art walk and board out there right now on the block where you can come present your presentation of what you'd like the neighborhood to look like.
Where do you normally meet? Where?
516 University.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay.
Is the Bridge neighborhood, yes.
Oh, okay. All right. So that's where you meet. Okay.
Yes.
All right. That's good. So glad to have y'all.
Glad
to have you in the studio, and thanks for coming by. And don't forget, ladies and gentlemen who are listening right now, it's a Better Block Cameron that's taking place right now, starting off from 10 to 3.
Yes, sir.
And so it's between the block of, or the streets of, Poydras and Martha Street.
Yes.
And how often you're going to have this? Are you going to have this every Saturday or every other month or once a month or something like
that? It'd probably be maybe once every 6 months that we do this, because it can't be an everyday thing. We do different areas. We won't do the same block every time, but it'd be all up in that area, yes.
We'll come back to you. Let me play some music, and then we'll come back to you, because I want to ask you one of the things is, what is it that you have today that would invite or entice people to come and visit with you? If it's some kind of merchandise or something that you would have, think about that. We'll be back with David and Rachel.
Yes.
So stay tuned right here. 13 past 9 o'clock on this beautiful, cloudy Saturday morning. Something by the man who aspired to continue to live the legacy of the late, great Clifton Chenier and the King of Zydeco is none other than Cora Ladeh.
Segolenda, Malon, no Segolenda, trouble. Ti-na-na. Ti-na-na. What you done to me? Ooh, ooh, baby, just look what you done to me. Ooh, baby, ooh, honey, please.
Now by Damon Troy on 22 past 9 o'clock on this. I tell you what, it is a little wet outside, but nevertheless, like Leroy Marshall, from the Falkland Island, Cow Island area, says, it is wet. He received 8 inches of rain yesterday and still coming down. And he said the cows and the animals right now, they need, especially the cows, need some rubber boots. So in case that you have some extra rubber boots right now, please, you can call him. I have his number here, and he said that he would accept as many rubber boots as possible because the cows are in need of something so they don't have to be stepping barefooted in the mud. Now, there's nothing wrong with barefooted in the mud now, because you can feel the mud just tingling through your between your toes. And especially if you're going to barnyard, all that good manure and hay and all of that stuff, it's really good for your the athlete feet, you know, when you get them little crusts between your toes and all of that. I know David is saying in here, he said, oh, my goodness. Yes, David, that's what one of the things, David. Now, had you thought about the question that I asked you? Now, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, if you're just tuning in, the couple that I have in the studio, as guests in the studio, are representing Better Block Cameron, which is an activity that is taking place today, the first, I would assume, between the streets of Pardres and Martha Street. And they represent different organizations that are trying to improve the areas on Cameron Street and improve the block of those areas, because bringing back businesses. So they have an activity, a function that is taking place from 10 to 3 today. And again, it's between the streets of Pardres and Martha Street. Now, if you have something to contribute, they are encouraging you and inviting you to come and participate, and that's today. So, David, you tell them, what kind of business are you looking for?
Like I said, we like to have restaurants. We have vendors out there that are selling food. We have some people from the neighborhood that are selling the pies and popcorn balls. So,
really?
it hot dogs. It's a multitude of different people out there, vendors, but everybody's all welcome. Like I said, we have a art wall, so if you have your ideas, we ask that you bring it.
Good, good. Yes. Well, good. And Rachel, what do you have to add to all of this? I see you have a T-shirt called Festival La Carrière Creole, and you participate in that as well?
I volunteer pretty much everywhere that I can get around to, apparently. Mm-hmm. But for this one, what really drew me in is, you know, we live in the neighborhood, and it's true, especially for food and other things. There's really nowhere to go in after 5. I don't have anything within a mile necessarily that I can go and sit down and have a meal at. I can't go and you know, everything kind of closes after 5. We don't have any businesses that stay open like that. So we are bringing in a lot of food vendors today. There's, I think, some barbecue that's happening.
Yes.
So a food truck will be there. There will be food vendors, drink vendors. And we're also bringing in the other side of it, kind of the retail. Mm. We're going to have some clothes. The Habitat Restore is going to be there with their home improvement items.
Really?
So we've got a variety of both goods and food that's all just kind of waiting and ready for you. Regardless of the rain, we're going to be out there. So if you've got rubber boots, think about wearing them before you donate them.
Yes.
And come on out. Come see us.
Well, good. Good. Now,
and we've got tents as well, so there are covered areas.
In case they need to get in touch with anyone, is there any – this number here we have, it's 962-1952. Is that Jennifer Raymond – or Renard, rather. And –
that's Jennifer's number, but we are all kind of running around, running the event right now. We're smack dab in the middle of it, so your best bet is to just come out and flag somebody down and come say hi.
Okay.
That's really your
is
best
there
bet.
Any is there any way that they can identify you? I know you have T-shirts and all of that, and is because when people come out there, they want to be able to identify with someone. Someone come from across town and say, "Look, I'm here to support the organization. How can I find the person who I just heard over the radio?"
Okay, well, I have one on a yellow neighborhood shirt.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I see your neighborhood.
It has the local and everything on it. Jennifer's probably going to have a Bridge local shirt on, blue, and they have a lot of other people from the neighborhood that have the blue shirt that says I'm part of the movement.
Okay.
And so you'll be able to notify them, and they have different organizations is out there, so
and you'll be able to find them at the booths.
Yeah.
I know y'all are selling hot dogs with Bridge,
right.
So you'll be able to find the hot dog booth that's Bridge.
Okay.
We are selling all the waters and lemonade, so you can come and find Laplace. And I know Town Folk has something going on at their booth as well, so you could just come on out and pick us out.
Good. Well, thanks, and good luck for both of them, both of you, and your effort that you're showing. We need more of you to be able to do this in your community, in our community as well, because your help in deterring some of the things that illegal activities that actually normally take place, that's a deterrence. And so you're kind of getting pushing them away, and maybe we can push them. Maybe we can push them all the way into Vermilion River, and then they don't come back anymore. Anyway, 28 past 9 o'clock, and thanks very much for both of you coming by.
Merci.
We'll be right back with more music and information. Stay tuned.
KRVS, 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
Support for this morning's program comes from The Bank, offering a full range of financial services from 5 convenient locations, Jennings, Iowa, Iota, Lake Arthur, and Welsh, and online anytime at thebank-online.com. The Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
I'm Cecil Doyle. Tune in to Earthbeat every Sunday at 7 p.m. for music from around the globe here on KRVS. Won't be near radio for the broadcast? You can download this and other locally produced programs on our website at krvs.org. Earthbeat, Sundays at 7 p.m., Thursdays at 10 p.m. here on KRVS.
But don't you break it, you can't shake it, shake it, shake it, baby. Don't you break it. but don't you break it. You can shake it, yeah, don't break it. You can shake it, but don't you break it. You can shake it, baby, but don't you break it.
Shake it, but don't break it. That's something by Jude Taylor from way back when. Continuing with something by the late, great Clifton Chenier, Rock Me, and you better rock me. It's the weather that you inviting and enticing all of this right now. Listen to this. Dr. Gene Morris, good morning to you and Miss Nellie.
Rock your daddy all night long. Rock your baby. Rock your daddy all night long. I was to rock me one day. I ain't got no baby.
slow it down a little bit. That's all I want you to do. Just slow it down. 41 past 9. Is the number here, 482-6991 is the number here, and you listening to Zydeco Sampas LA, your host JB, and since 8 o'clock this morning, we'll go on until 12 noon, along with my sidekick MC, who will be coming in a little bit, so stay tuned right here on 88.7 FM, KRVS. Lynn August, you used to call me, now you don't call me anymore, what's the problem?
You used to call me every morning, oh.
I promised you with Zydeco Force, T-Boy Broussard.
Zydeco Boogaloo, get on it.
Continuing with the best in sounds of Zydeco music, any place in the world, you can't get it no other place than right here on 88.7 FM. We do it every Saturday morning from 8 a.m. to 12 noon. Like this one right here. Rosalidette. Noki Land. 57. And we're in the second segment of Zydeco Surprise LA. Your host, JB, since 8 a.m. this morning. Continuing.
Love and ugly lie. No, he just don't care. Do it anyway. No, he just don't care. Do it anyway. Said I feel like more in a pool like it. Said I feel like more at the magazine. We'll be right back.
be right back. Don't you dare go away. Well, we still have a little time left. We'll be right back after a little brief message.